This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm not Swerve in that corner.
Whoa.
Okay.
See, well, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
Luis Robert Jr. back at the wall. Adios! La Pantera! On the prowl!
John Schriffen on the call. He is the play-by-play voice of the Chicago White Sox on the television. And Luis Robert, when he performs, is a very exciting player. We're going to talk about him in a matter of moments. It's Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score. A couple things to get to, though, real quick, just to clean up one thing. Grody, clarify,
yes,
for God's sakes, the Nirvana situation.
Yeah, a lot of texters are saying, and they are correct, they say, wrong, Grody. Yes, Post Malone was singing.
It's a newer type of situation.
And he did, and he was. And I remember.
He's small for three technique, in my opinion. Post Malone.
Blinkin 182. Travis Barker was drumming in the basement, and they Post Malone. Yeah, that was during the pandemic, actually,
okay,
when Post Malone first put together his own little impromptu band and did a bunch of Nirvana songs that were unbelievable.
I got to tell you, I'm more confused than I was before the segment began.
Me too.
So.
Okay, let's
Travis Barker's in a basement now?
Okay, hold on. This is what I'm talking about.
So Post Malone did a Nirvana thing in the past, but he also did it this past Friday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Where he was with Dave Grohl.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Okay, and then what I wanted to say was that Violet Grohl.
Violet, you're turning Violet, Violet.
Also jumped in and did some lead singing
not
as
now.
Well.
Not right now, though. Not 3 days ago.
Not 3 days ago, but recently.
I think this the Kennedy
happened.
Center Honors. I think
was that what that was?
I believe so.
And I think the California
so.
Wildfire thing. Like, and she's done it before.
Maybe it was that. Yeah, maybe it was Farm Aid.
She's done it before.
Yes. So everybody is right, in other words.
Okay.
Well, I think we're a lot more right than you were that whole time.
Did you guys see the Post Malone, Travis Barker, when they did the songs
yes.
during the pandemic? You know what I'm talking about, at least.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
You were just off by
Wait,
4 years.
What's okay. a pandemic?
We learned a lot.
I thought it was an endemic. It's never going away.
I thought it was a quaddemic.
Quaddemic?
Yeah. We're in the middle of a quaddemic.
Put them on the IR.
Yeah.
What?
All right.
Either way.
By the way, everybody is stepping in for the Kurt Cobain, who is dead.
Thank you for clarifying.
Dead. D-E-D, dead. On to the White Sox.
Okay, wait. Well, there's one other thing we got to get to before we get to Luis Robert. The Cubs have announced that Shota Imanaga will be your opening day starter in Japan. Shota will get game one. Not a big surprise. We knew he was going to get one of the two games, but Shota gets the designation of opening day starter. We can add him in. Categories coming on Thursday. I've done Cubs opening day starters before as a category, but still pretty cool for Shota that he gets to join that kind of group.
Yeah, absolutely. So then how does the rest of it line? Do you want to do it really quickly, Spiegel? Then it's got to be Justin Steele, right? Right?
Yeah, although I don't know if Steele is going to... Yeah, it depends when he's ready.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. it'll be Steele. It'll be Jameson Tyone. Then it'll be Matthew Boyd. Mm-hmm. And then five, I think it's going to be another lefty. No, I think it's going to be Jordan Wicks.
Okay.
Jordan Wicks.
I'm all for seeing what Jordan Wicks is all about. You know what I mean? It's a first-round pick, so I'm all for let's go for it, Jordan Wicks.
Yeah. So look, I think that's what it's going to be. But you know me, I hope they make a deal for a front-of-the-rotation starter between now and opening day.
Because you don't like Vladimir Guerrero, that's and the rest of the show does. No, that's not true. That's not what Spiegel said.
Speaking of trades between now and opening day, Luis Robert has arrived at White Sox camp and talked about the possibility of him being traded. Luis Robert, very much at trade rumors all offseason. Chris Getz clearly making it known that phone lines are open. Your dime, your dance floor. You want to talk about Luis Robert trades
and then it, everybody.
Various leaks along the way about all of that. But Luis Robert arrives and address the trade rumors at White Sox camp through the interpreter Billy Russo.
It is difficult to think that way, especially when you've been with an organization throughout your whole career, and knowing that that might come an end to that. But at the same time, you have to understand that this is a business, and there is not much that you can do about it.
So, not much you can do about it. Luis Robert does want to remain with the White Sox, says he needs to be smarter. Says he needs to be smarter. And I saw that headline. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. What does he want to be smarter about? And I'm thinking, is it strike zone management? Mm-hmm. Please tell me it's strike zone management.
Sliders?
Please. please. Wants to be smarter. Please tell me this is about sliders low and away. That's not what it's about.
Uh-huh.
It's about being a smart player, run when I need to run, knowing the situation of the game, when is the best time for me to push it a little bit. Just doing that, being smarter.
Further evidence, this team was not managed. They were literally, nobody was managing anybody. Nothing that was going, nobody was coached, nobody was managed.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Zach LaVine situation right now with Luis Robert. He's still here. Somehow he's still here.
Uh-huh.
So maybe show something and then get traded at the
All-Star.
Still here. Like Andrew Vaughn and Luis Robert, they are remnants from a different time. They represented a different hope, and they're still here. They're both still here.
The being smarter thing, Groats, is about trying to not get injured during the colder moments in Chicago.
Is this Eloy you're talking about?
Yes, it might as well be.
Where is Eloy?
No, things are going to work for Eloy in Tampa. We just know it on this side here.
Of course. Yeah.
They have a way of making things work.
I bet Eloy will put together a Jorge Soler type of career.
I'll take that bet.
Right?
I'll take that bet. That he will not.
Oh, he will not. You think he's cooked. He's done. He's just going to keep on being injured with wherever he goes. He won't have like some moment where he gets in the best shape of his life.
No. I'm done with those kind of predictions for Eloy.
But you guys definitely think that Eloy is going to be. Will Eloy Jimenez be an all-star?
No, he'll be a 2017 Jorge Soler.
You're not picking up on my sarcasm on this side. Yeah, no. If it wasn't going to work, if it didn't work in Baltimore for Eloy, I have my doubts.
I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's going to work anywhere. I don't think his body will cooperate.
It's not going to happen.
And I think sadly, I mean, we're going to look back on those three contract extensions that were given to Moncada and Robert and Eloy, and they all seemed to make sense.
We all applauded them. We were all like, oh, that's smart. Look at Rick Hahn. Look what he's... Oh, so this is what Rick Hahn is all about.
And it's going to be a chicken or the egg conversation. Did they decide to pay guys with questionable work habits and questionable health routines, or did these guys develop into that under their watch because of the White Sox inability to provide infrastructure to them? And I don't know exactly the answer. I don't know them as people, but I know that the Atlanta Braves have given those kind of extensions to player after player after player. Michael Harris and Spencer Strider and so many others before they've really proven it big time on the big league level, and it's worked out there. So they either chose better or did they also have more infrastructure available? This is a great question for somebody who knows both systems sometimes.
I'll tell you, I talked to somebody about Eloy a couple years ago, and the thing that he said to me was, I bet Eloy and Anthony Rendon would be really good friends. Eloy does not care about baseball.
Oh, man.
He probably did when he was younger. But Eloy doesn't care about baseball.
He's kind of fooled us all, too, with the
because
whole...
Because he's, like, cutesy and, yes. like... Oh,
and happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, and that's great. A clubhouse needs that. But if you're going to be lazy, too, no.
How about that car ride with Chuck Garfine? Remember that? Yeah. Remember that whole thing?
Sure, I do.
Was it opening day? Yeah. Took a ride to the ball. Like, he's the friendliest, happiest, high-momming guy in the world.
Oh, God, the Anthony Rendon thing. I mean, that's a guy... Who, if he ever loved the game, he certainly stopped loving the game. And the danger of paying people like that, I mean, the antithesis is, you know, watching Jalen Johnson bust his ass just as hard after he got the enormous signing bonus as before, if not harder, coming back stronger, coming back feistier. It's just a different kind of mentality. And in baseball, it is notoriously difficult to tell.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of the game makes it hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, these are just the guys that are being somewhat transparent about it. Like, well, not Eloy. I don't think he has. Rendon has kind of played his cards that sports is not the most important thing in his life. Long way for me to say. There's tons of athletes that are in every single sport. They're not really that into their sport, and they're trying to make the money and get out when they can.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not rare. It's just rare when you could actually see through it.
But it really is a fascinating chicken or the egg conversation, because if you're going to give that deal, then you have to know the person as well as you possibly can, and you have to know that you've got the infrastructure and the teaching to help them develop good habits, and you've got the discipline and the culture to help them keep good habits, and the veterans on staff to help them do it. All of those things. You can't give the deal if you know yourself well enough to know you don't have that.
I also don't know Luis Robert, or I don't feel like I know enough about him through those who cover the White Sox. Like, I don't know how motivated Luis Robert is, how serious Luis Robert is, what he does. I mean, he looks like he's in great shape. He doesn't look like one of these guys that's slacking off.
No, he's in incredible shape.
Yeah, so all of that, but I don't know. Do you feel like you know Luis Robert? Robert, do you feel like you know what? And the language barrier makes it difficult. No doubt about it. I feel like I don't know anything about that guy.
I will say he's obviously in incredible shape and has always been in incredible shape. And we all fell for that. And look, he's an incredible athlete.
He is.
He's had some beautiful athlete moments, too. But it's also the kind of thing where, like, should you be that big and strong and bulked up for a sport where your hamstrings are tested as often as they are tested and in the weather they are tested in?
Yeah.
That is a questionable approach to fitness in a baseball universe for an organization that could never figure it out.
Well, apparently nobody imposed their will then on Luis Robert. If that is an issue, if they need him to tone it down a little bit, then nobody has done that for him either, unless he's wholly rejected it, which comes down to, I don't know Luis Robert again.
Yeah.
I wish I knew him better.
All right. I have a story completely off the grid, off the conversation that we had. I haven't told this to anybody. I heard an amazing story about two dead sportscasting legends the other day, and I realized that I could share it.
Dead.
So I'm teasing you with that. Should I come back and do that? Should I just go ahead and do that?
I'm intrigued.
Nobody wants to talk about the White Sox, I guess. So I'm with that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. 312-644-6.
No. You did it. Nobody called.
That doesn't feel good either. Not one verse.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I threw out the phone lines with this chicken or the egg conversation, which is a good one. I don't know if I did that.
I think I can hold on to this story.
So it's supposed to be a White Sox thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be White Sox calls to see if we can get some calls.
Shane is right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
You hijacked the segment.
I was validating your opinion
that.
To switch.
That's a lovely thing.
To me, this segment died on the vine when we came out the Robert highlight, and you guys were like, oh, Shota Imanaga is going to be the opening day starter.
Well,
that couldn't have waited.
WCUB.
Let's not forget about the Post Malone conversation.
I'd like to.
I'd like to.
We're just passing along information in that.
Travis Barker, bro.
I'd really like to forget about that if I can. All right.
I am sorry. I wanted to clear something up.
A story about two broadcasting legends. It's just the truth, folks. I'm just going to share the truth. It casts one of them in a very good light, the other not so much. We'll do that next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.